A recent report into Indigenous community broadcasting has found that for every dollar spent by the federal government, there is nearly a $3 invested return, with much of the money being put back into local communities. Daniel Featherstone is a general manager from Indigenous Remote Communications Association. He told The Wire's Charles Bryce that communities are thriving as a result of the investment.
I know that there's been a number of these SROI studies done in other sectors, and this looks pretty good compared with others that have been done. And it, you know, it really demonstrates that there's a huge range of outcomes for the community for that investment that goes into those Indigenous broadcast organisations.
Where are you seeing most of the money go towards?
The bulk of it goes towards employment, and it's really to get Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people working in broadcasting and across a range of projects, actually. Media organisations do much more than just radio. They provide a range of community services. They do film and TV projects, online delivery. They do events, music development, technical services, some of them doing multimedia and other types of projects. So it's people working in a whole range of different areas and providing services that really meet the community's needs.
Where have we seen the biggest return on investment?
Look, it's been interesting. There were three sites where they did the study. A remote organisation, PAW Media, based out in Yuendamu, which covers the whole Walpiri, Pindobia and Majura region. Amiwara Radio in Port Augusta, which provides that regional broadcast service, but also provides a range of other community services. And Gadigal Information, or Koori Radio, in Sydney. It's been interesting to see how an SROI sort of works in different regions. But the regional site, Amiwara Radio, came up with a really good return of over $4, whereas the other two were a bit lower. But I think it's because of the difference in the type of services and the population reach, it varies the type of outcome, but doesn't take away at all from what the importance of those services is in those other sites.
With the communities that have benefited greatly from this, how has it changed those communities?
It's really different in each place because there's different needs. So, for instance, PAW Media in Yuendamu, servicing the whole Walpiri and Pindobia region, it's the primary broadcasting service that's delivered mostly in language. It's locally relevant content for that region, delivered by local people. They do a range of film and TV and online projects and training and technical services. So really, it's an essential service that no one else can provide. And it's almost impossible to imagine the region without having PAW Media there now, because it's just such an institution, such a part of the whole culture of the region. Similarly, in the other sites, you know, Port Augusta, the Aboriginal community down there in South Australia, rely on that service as a primary delivery of information and local news and service. So it really does fill a major gap that no one else is able to reach that dispersed audience all around the town and the region.
So $63 million over 3 years going in towards funding for Indigenous community broadcasting. At the end of the 3 years, the results from the social return on investment, that must give you confidence in further funding into the future?
A key part of doing this study was to really demonstrate the value and importance of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander broadcasting, and also the fact that it's not just broadcasting anymore, that in fact, these organisations that have been funded have developed a whole range of services and programs that they deliver. So I think the government are seeing very much that they're getting good value for money, but also that the community really value what these organisations provide, and that the organisations meet a whole range of needs in the community that no other organisation can deliver. So I think it does bode well for future funding, but it has been an important part of demonstrating why that funding is needed and why more funding is needed to provide a greater range of services and a greater range of programs that really do meet the needs of the communities.
Daniel Featherstone from Indigenous Remote Communications Association there, speaking with The Wire's Charles Bryce.